So hello everyone, this is Mustafa Sharif. I'm here from Milano and celebrating 400 episodes of Urbanistica podcast. So the reason why I'm here is because 4 or 5 years ago, I studied here, urban planning and design in Politecnica di Milano. And I fall in love with urban planning, with urban design. So here I got the inspiration to start Urbanistica podcast and the name Urbanistica, which means urban planning. So it's a long journey. I'm very happy that I have the chance to record with great people, to talk about cities for people, and also about people to inspire us. We all of us work with different projects. We need inspiration. We need motivation. Sometimes we are stressed. Sometimes we have a lot at home with friends, private life. So that's why it's important to get inspiration from our colleagues, to hear from them how do they balance the work and life, private life and hobbies at the same time doing great projects. That's why I got the idea of doing the podcast, not only talking about the projects, but also about people behind the projects. I think this is one element, that's why this podcast is, how to say, let's say it's successful and a lot of people listening to it. It's because like we invite not only to hear or to listen to stories about projects, but also about the people doing a lot of stuff. A lot of people ask me, we want to know more about you, Mustafa. We are also interested not only in the guest story or private or personal story and journey, but also about you as a host of Urbanistica podcast or working with placemaking, working with child-friendly city. So I'm a bit shy to do that, but let me do this because a lot of you listeners ask, and I will be more than happy to do this, to share my personal, a bit of my personal story and what journey I did to be here and what is my vision and dream and so on. So I was born in Baghdad in Iraq, 1993. And as you know, a lot of wars going on there that time, hopefully not so many now. So I was born there in a family of 6 people. So me and 3 other siblings, my parents, big family. This is kind of traditional in my parents, mother and father families that to have like a lot of kids. I born in a family with a lot of kids, which was great. And I'm the second one in the family and had a lot of responsibility in taking care of my siblings, sister and brother. And it's fun. So it's fun because we're recording. If you're watching this on video, so you're gonna see like people passing by, which is great. That's why I love to do the recording here. It's a city life. So anyway, back to my story. So I grew up, went to school, and as many in my generation, we were very inspired by Zaha Hadid, the famous architect, rest in peace. So many of us want to be like a Zaha Hadid. And in my country, in Iraq, we call like, if a person wants to be Zaha Hadid, we say like the name's person, then Hadid, the family name of Zaha. So we say Mustafa Hadid, or we say Sara Hadid, and so on. Like as a motivation or a symbol of this person is going to do architecture and be famous like Zaha Hadid. So anyway, so I grew up in this family, and that time I was, I loved to draw, like many of the kids, and I was drawing a lot. So the clear path for me was to do architecture. So I was, from young time, from my young age, I programmed my brain on becoming an architect. And that's why like I start like to check and read and so on. But unfortunately, a lot of wars in my country, which led to that we needed to move because like the situation, it was super unsafe. My father was very worried about us, and he decided that we should move from Baghdad as a capital city, because like it was very dangerous. A lot of fights between different groups, militaries, international militaries, and so on. So I did my primary school in Baghdad. It was great. I loved that time because in Baghdad we used to live in a dense area, and the houses were not so big, which means we didn't have so much space at home. This led that all kids go out to play in the streets and turn the street to a big playground. And I still remember these memories and I love them, especially now when I work with the child-friendly cities, like to activate streets and make them as a big playground instead of locking all children in a small playgrounds and taking the joy of them being free outdoor. So we were playing outdoor basically like it was a kind of shared space when cars passing through and parking and so on. Usually the streets close to the houses were not so, like not highways, so the cars were driving very slow. And there was a good communication between children and between the drivers. So they were looking us in the eyes and okay, knowing that, okay, we should move away or we should keep playing and so on. So it was the best time of my childhood, going out, playing football with the other children, playing other type of games with the girls, with the guys, and so on. And this was like, for me, this was like my wealthy network, knowing the children of different neighbors. So like, this is the son of this family, this is the daughter of that family. And through this network, our family is also connected. So it was like very strong social network in the street because like, of course, because parents talk to each other and help each other and borrow stuff to each other, but also to do with us children, like going to school, playing, helping each other, and so on. So it was like, how to say, the entire street, I felt like we were like a very, very big family. Because these children, sometimes they come home to me to play PlayStation, or I went to them to eat lunch and so on. So it was like a very big family. And I really love these feelings and atmosphere from Baghdad. Like a lot of people, a lot of children being outdoor, enjoying time with each other, socializing, playing games, going to schools and so on. So I felt like outdoor space, streets, just like my home. There is not so much difference because I could play there, I could move there, I could be there, stay there. Sometimes we did also our homework out in the street, like open the notebooks and the books and sitting next to my friend. And then we like on the street, and then we were like doing the homeworks together. So it's like this feeling I got at least from the area I was living at. And I still have these feelings, and every time when I work in a project, I love to deliver this feeling and this social bonus of being outdoor to the children, like create this kind of experience that they should feel themselves when they are outdoor, play, eat, just chill and sit and talk with their friends and so on. So this was my childhood in basically like in Baghdad, more being like at home and then going out with kids, playing and go to school and so on. And then unfortunately, the situation became very dangerous, so we needed to move. So first we start to move in Baghdad, but to different areas. Because like how to say, we belong to this group, but that group lived there. And it was very messy there, unfortunately. And it's not anymore. So we are very happy about that. So first we moved to different areas. Then the situation became very, very dangerous. So we moved to other cities within Iraq. And then became even more dangerous. So we moved out of the country and so on. So it was a lot of moving and unstable, time. Like it was difficult to make friendship because like we were there. I'm going to school for 3-4 months. Then, okay, now we need to move. Okay, moving on. Starting school, 1, 3, 6 months, then we need to move. So like it felt like we are not living life. All friends stayed. Some of them moved, I moved. So every time new people and new spaces. At that time, of course, when I was a little child or young Mustafa, I felt like it's so annoying. Life is hard and difficult. It's absolutely not stable at all. Like every new half a year, we are somewhere. Sometimes weeks we move because of the unsafe and because of terrorism, because of war. So imagine you and family moving, needed to move like weekly or monthly. It's very, very, it was very annoying. So I'm very happy and grateful that now living a peaceful life. So that time I hated this, but now I really appreciate what happened to me, like which formed a lot of my passion, my feelings to city, to people, because as a second son in the family, first was like a daughter, then me. So I, in my culture, the first male son should take care of the family. It's like if we say the father is the president of the family in my culture, so like the first male son should be like the vice president, should take care of the family, making sure all the sisters and brothers having a good time, feeling safe, have what they want, what they need. So like early age in the war, got a lot of responsibility. So for instance, I will talk about things related to cities. So every time we moved to a new area or a new city, I was the one going out to scan the area. Where is gonna be my little brother's school? Because I want to walk him there and to show him the way. Where are we going to do grocery? Where are we going to buy food? Because we need to know. Because when I go with my parents, my mom, sister, we need to know where. Where is the playground? Where is the park? Where is the public transportation? How systems work? And so on. So I needed to map the area. In that time, it was annoying because you can imagine like a young boy doing this every time. But now I appreciate it so much because I got so much knowledge and practical experience of mapping, of understanding systems. And I'm grateful also that we still alive and we moved to so many different cities because every city is different. And we didn't only stay, in the Middle East. We moved to a lot of other countries as well. And you can imagine the differences in cultures and systems and architecture and so on. So I'm very grateful for having that experience, even if it was tough. So as I have to say, the first son, so I needed to show my family, I needed to be responsible to give them answers when they ask me, how can I go to school? Or where can I buy food? Or how do we get to that market? So I need to be responsible to deliver answers. I cannot say, I don't know. No, as a responsible young person, I should give answers. So that's how I learned like to scan areas quickly as a person, as observe. Okay, people move like this. They buy tickets here. They buy food there. They talk like this. They walk this fast here and so on. So it became just naturally. And by time, every time I became faster in doing the analysis and then go back home. Okay, mom, we have this playground here. We have this shopping gallery there. We have this school is very close, which is great. So we can go to A, B, C, and so on. So this is fantastic skills that I got through life, school of life. And already at that time, I started to feel like this with cities is more like attached to me somehow with not only architecture, because like when I was young, I was only talking architecture, look at this building, that building and so on. But by moving because of the war and terror attacks, I start to have a relationship to a city, not to a building, but more like urban city, more like a planning, scale, systematic systems. So I start to see more like the or I needed to see the wider picture, the bigger scale, in order to make my family like live the life there. So also I start to question cities or question my feelings, because in a particular area I felt very happy. In another city or another area I felt very unsafe, or I felt very stressed. Me or my family or my siblings and so on. So I start to get like different feelings in different cities. And that time I didn't pay attention to that. But after some cities, some areas we moved to and from, then I told myself, okay, let's see if I can figure out why I feel like this here, happy here, sad there, stressed there. And then it turns out it's a lot to do with the situation of my family, of how my family feeling, if they have all the things they need, and also with the city, if all the functions we need as a necessary function close to us, easy to access, and also to do with the language, is it clear, is it accessible, like to do all this administrational stuff, you know, like to go to school, to buy, to open a bank account, to pay the rent. So it has a lot to do with the system, more like in the software, like the people, the culture, the communication between us and the people in the area we move to, and also a lot to do with this physical urban design, like the material that we walk on, the lighting during the night, the trees, the playground, the way to school. So there are a lot of elements that made me feel happy and sad. I still remember, even if it was like very tough journey, but I still remember like very beautiful moments in the very beautiful areas for me. So even if this time was dark, but no, it's still like there are a lot of nice and beautiful and shining memories. And I sometimes go back to these areas just to walk and remember and get these vibes. So it's formed me a lot. It formed my passion a lot, this relation between me, Mustafa, and between the urban design, between the city, and so on. We moved to Sweden, and there we got a new chance to continue our life. Thanks God, until now it's peaceful in Sweden, and we are very grateful about this. And hopefully all the world around in this planet ends, so we don't need to think a lot about this and just continue, follow our passion, develop cities, and take care of us and our planet. So we moved to Sweden, then we started like a new life, because before we were in moving and war and terror, it was very unstable. And after moving to Sweden, so I felt like it's if you played Super Mario, you got a new life. And then now I have like a new life. I can continue. There are a lot of levels to unlock, to play, to explore. So I just felt like I was a newborn person. And in Sweden, there are a lot of possibilities to work, to get education and do the things you like. So I'm very grateful that I went to school, start to study more architecture. I studied in Lund University, engineering and architecture. It was a lot about details, materials, and like how strong is this material, how can this material absorb the sunlight, and all this like construction also stuff, like how much power or how much force can this pillar, can we force, and so on. So it was a lot of details. I felt like we know so much about material, but so less about people and what makes us happy and so on. Of course, that time I was like, how to say, young, just started the school. So I don't have all the knowledge, and I still don't have all the knowledge. I will never have all the knowledge, but trying to improve myself. So I felt like we study so much about material and so less about people. And I didn't like that, because like all my journey, it was a lot to do with people. Of course, a lot to do with urban design, but a lot to do with people that we talk to, friendship, family, playing outdoor, using this social atmosphere to enjoy life. So I shifted my passion. I thought like architecture is the answer to make life in a city, to create life in a city. Of course, it has a big part of it, like these buildings, to create life in a different ways. But then I realized it's not only about the building and not only about the material, but also how we put them together. It's about the bigger scale. So that's why I decided like to shift from study to be an architect and design buildings, maybe a bit of urban space, but to more working with urban design, urban planning, like zoom out, see the entire picture, go back to where I feel happy, to this larger scale, the system, the transportation, the activities, outdoor, indoor, the green areas, and so on. So I started to study a master. And when I did my master, first day, I felt that I'm in love because this was absolutely what I wanted to study, what I wanted to be. I study sustainable urban planning and design master program in KTH. There we did a lot of urban design, urban planning, master plans. There were students from different countries. It was very like multi-international, which I loved because I got back to an atmosphere where people from different perspectives, from different countries, meet together and bring their best. This guy from China, they study like this, they do planning like this, and he brings the best element to the table. We have another guy, he was from Brazil, the same. So it was like very multicultural with different planning and architecture and design elements and perspectives. So I was sitting on the table with people from different countries and learning so much because everyone learned from their own country when they did the bachelor. Now in the master, they just upgrading their skills and bringing what they learned, and we put it together. So I love this kind of working and studying and being with people from different countries and doing something together. So this was my dream, and I'm grateful that I'm still doing this in some project, very international. Also, this podcast is part of it, that we are so different that in our from our background, when we put things together, we create miracles. We can bring things together and create a new thing, which is based on different elements. I remember there were a lot of students gathering with the same people from the same country, because of course it's very easy to speak the same language, do the same, not the same, do the jokes that they know, and so on. So it's very comfort. But I think it's because of me, family moved a lot during the past to different cities, meeting different people from different cultures and backgrounds. It gave me a kind of skills to be very fine and comfortable sitting with people you don't know from another culture. And I really love this, and I'm grateful for this, that I learned through the tough time is like how is it it's fine to be with people that they don't look like you, or they don't speak like you, or they don't think like you, which is very fine. And I found that this is very important in order to develop cities, in order to develop in order to work in a big projects, international project, is to listen to people, to see what they think about, and take the best from them, put it together, and create a fantastic project. So I studied my master, and there when I saw a lot of international people coming to Stockholm to do my master, I was like, okay, they are coming to us in Stockholm, why I don't go to them? So there started this idea of going abroad and do Erasmus and see how is life and see different cities, but this time not under the pressure of war, this time under the joy of education, of exploring. So this dream became bigger and bigger, that I want to move abroad and study abroad to explore the planet from another perspective. And there were a lot of choices to go to different university, to go and study. But the one that I was attracted to most, it was Turin in Italy. And it's because I support a football team called Juventus. And I was dreaming, when I was young, I was dreaming to go to this city, watch a football match, and see the city that I always see in the newspaper, take this flag of black and white, the colors of the team, and so on. So I had this dream when I was very, very young. It's like a dream of being Zaha Hadid and also a dream of watching a Juventus match. When I opened the catalog of different schools, I see this university, that time, 2016, offered courses within planning, but all in Italian. And I was like, oh, this is going to be tough. So I start to look for other cities close to Torino. So in order to move to go to Torino and watch match football matches. So it was Milano, the city that was closest to Torino, with very great University Politecnico di Milano, with a great rank in architecture. So I was like, okay, this is perfect. They offer courses in English. I do my Erasmus there, and every weekend I go watch football. So I moved here to Milano. That's why I'm standing here in front of the beautiful church, Duomo. And when I moved to Milano, I think this is the best choice I did in my life so far. Here I met even more people from different countries doing their Erasmus, their exchange studies, start to travel. It's very cheap to travel from Milan because it's like Central Europe compared to Stockholm, which is like in the north, very far, very expensive. So when I moved to Milano to study, I got the chance to visit other cities. I went to Barcelona, I went to Paris, I went to Ljubljana and many, many other cities, which gave me this feeling of, I love this. I'm exploring cities, again, not under the pressure of war and moving. No, but now it's like, I'm doing what I love. It's my passion, you know, to observe cities, people, how they move, what they do, and so on. So it was like a dream to do that. At the same time, doing studios with international people in Politecnico di Milano, I learned so much. These 7 to 8 months, because usually Erasmus is 6 months, but I extended to stay more here, to enjoy life, to travel, to eat pizza, and so on. So I learned so much. This is like most of what formed me and formed my passion and shaped my passion is being here in Milano, talking with people, enjoying the city here, design, fashion, architecture, music, food. It gave me a kind of boost to continue my life. So a lot of inspiration that I got, of course, from many cities, but from Milan, from people being in Milan here, talking to people. I made a lot of friendships here, and so on. So during my staying here, I was introduced to different projects, architects, way of planning, different type of urbanism, and so on. So I felt like I become super, super wise by doing my Erasmus and studying and talking to people and traveling. That's why I always advise all students who have the chance to travel abroad and do their exchange study to do it. Like, just not even think about doing it or not. Just do it, because this will change your life, will upgrade your ideas, larger your network. You will explore new things, and all hopefully going to be positive. Make new friends, being introduced to cities, organizations, and so on. So I advise this every time I meet students. Now when I give lectures in universities, I ask them to do the Erasmus, to go exchange. Don't stay in your comfort zone. Just challenge yourself. Start already when you're a student. The world is very big. There are a lot of things to explore, a lot of people to meet, a lot of food to try, a lot of cities and spaces to see, to observe, to learn, and so on. So there's so much to enjoy. Don't stay in your comfort zone, but challenge yourself and do the exchange. It will open new doors for you. not only like in educational wise or work wise, but also personal wise, you will develop your skills. So being here in Milan changed a lot of how I think, the size of my dream, the scale of my dreams, my passion. So I just felt like I upgraded myself, my passion, my dreams, my values, and so on. So then when I finished my Erasmus, I went back to Stockholm, and I did my thesis, which was about kind of placemaking, but not really the method. Not I didn't follow all the process, but it was more about engaging community in a suburb and asking them about what they want, what they dream about, and so on. So it was more this focus of community engagement in urban planning and design, because this is what I want to do, this is what I believe in, is that you can, of course, you can decide about how this place kind of look like and so on, but in the end, if it's not matching with people's value, dreams, and need, they will not gonna use it. So then it's gonna be a waste of time and material and resources, especially when we talk sustainability. Imagine with all this design of buildings or public spaces, we invest so much, economy, material-wise, and so on. But imagine like nobody is using it. So this is a real waste of resources. Instead of involving people and bring them to the table and ask them and make them part of design. So in the end, they are going to use it also. In the end, it's not people's mission to design places or to plan cities. It's still our missions as practitioners. We study, we know the technical part, different aspect, managing projects and so on. But it's their place. They are the final users. So imagine doing something, but the end user is not going to use it. So again, it's completely waste of everything. So that's why it's important to bring them to the table and ask them and involve them, so we create places and cities for people. So I did my master about within this topic. And after finishing that, I started to look for a job in Sweden. It was very hard. It was very hard, very tough. I applied for, I think, around 150 jobs, and I got only 2 interviews. At that time, I was very sad because I thought, oh, I'm super cool. I did Erasmus in Milano. My portfolio is very good. I know this, I did this. So I had a big expectation when it comes to getting a job. Then when I was applying to different cities, like private, public, and so on, I was getting the rejection answer. Like, unfortunately, we went with other candidate and so on. But then I got an interview. I went there and explained my ideas, talked about my portfolio. And then we had a match. And then I started to work with different projects related to the social aspect, because this is what I wanted to work with. And I was very clear with my employer about what kind of project I want to do. It's like this community engagement type of project. So we started to work. I was a junior. I was involved in different projects, and all the project required like to do this dialogue and engage community. So I was very happy to use the skills that I learned, talking to different people, listening, being humble, and don't put my ideas and force thing. No, listen first, hear their stories, observe. So like these skills that I learned when I was young, go to an area, don't talk anything, don't say anything, listen, look, observe, get the picture to understand it, and then take actions. Then I applied the same thing in the project. So not forcing anything. Of course, we have a project description and brief. We want to go to this direction, but with people, not alone as the planners, but with the community. with the society. So I loved this, and I became even more passionate about my work. So I became more passionate about my projects, my work, my profession. So looking back at my life when I was a student, I didn't only go to university and listen to lectures and so on, but I was like very active when it comes to life out of university building, after the campus building. I was involved in many organizations, not only related to architecture, urban planning, but like to different things. So my point was to get out of this bubble, because I'm like very passionate about this kind of profession. At the same time, it's not good to be so much isolated, to stay in one bubble, to read one type of books, to meet one type of people, and so on. In the end, I'm a planner, planning cities for people. So I need also to be out with people, to see what people do and what is going on in the cities, social media, and so on. So I was very active. I was part of different organizations to meet people from different ages, background, to just stay in touch with the society that I'm part of, and also contributing to it, not only as a planner, but also as a person who wants to do something good for the society. So that's why I think it's important to like be part of different associations, networks, organizations that are not only attached or related to what we work with. So I always like give this advice to myself, my friends, also to you as a listener. Try to be involved, of course, with things that you're passionate about, but also try other things, like challenge, going back to this point, challenge yourself, challenge your ideas, values, dreams, and upgrade them. It's always good to think big, to see what is the best in different elements that we have in life, and just upgrade and upgrade and upgrade. So, during my life being a student, I was living, sharing a room in a family, because my family was in Helsingborg. It's in a small, beautiful city in the south of Sweden. And I went to Stockholm, the capital city, to study. So after my students, because of the and during my student life, because I made like a lot of friendship with the people or with the students from different countries. So we had the chance to visit each other and create this network in Europe and also outside of Europe, which I really loved and still love. I still have contact with a lot of friends. And this like feeling of being connected with people from different cultures and cities, and also have the same kind of passion as me. So I love this aspect. So I start to work a lot with cities, cities for people, like planning and designing cities. So here, I will cut this episode, and this is part one. I will continue part two in Stockholm when I go back. If you listen to I don't remember the number of the episode, I will put it in the description. When people ask me about my favorite city, I say there is not only one favorite city, there are three. It's Baghdad, it's Stockholm, and it's Milano. So I start part one from Milano, and we'll continue part two, story about my life in Stockholm, and why I like these three cities, or I'm in love with these three cities. You can listen to it in the episode. So thank you so much for listening to Urbanistica Podcast. I'm very grateful to have you as a listener, and I hope you will continue following this podcast. You will follow us on social media, Instagram, LinkedIn. We can connect. And this is like a dream come true. 4 years ago, I had this dream of starting something that brings us together as a colleague in doing architecture, urban planning, and design, to sit and talk. I'm very grateful that this is the dream coming true. I'm living in it 4 years, and I hope to continue to do podcasts and talk to people to know more about projects when it comes to cities for people, and also people's behind these projects. So for me, again, it's important to talk about the project and the person and the people behind the project. So to be continued, more episodes are coming, and hopefully you will enjoy, get inspiration and learn. Keep up the good work and keep loving cities.